The name is Kay Mollick on Pili FM 95.0. Quite a jam-packed lineup on this song with African roots, Rugal Music, DJ Dada Man, K9 to 9, as well as Emo GSA, Flair, and Paula D Music. Party Ifedile Mara. As far as this song sounds, it sounds like party has just begun. The lady of the moment joins us now in studio, ladies and gentlemen. Pili, welcome to Studio K Mollick. Hello, girl. What do you do? What's up? Welcome to Pili FM.
Thank you. Hi. I hope you guys are good. Thank you for having me.
Happy New Year. You know, I'm going to say this, and I know my producer is listening to this. So, obviously, I mean, when we get requests, we need to do our side of the research, personality check. And he was like, yo, good luck with K Mollick. It's going to be a little bit of a wild interview. But I'm like, you know, sometimes looks can be deceiving. And with your greeting, I mean, such a sweetheart.
Thank you.
So you see, yeah, producer right there. No, we are safe with this conversation. Party Ifedile, K Mollick. Before we get into who you are, what is happening on this jam-packed of a song? I mean, it's a 2.0, and you in passing said there's quite a number of the Party Ifedile that, you know, were born. Can you take us through this very particular one?
Okay, so this song, actually, I don't know if you are aware, but the party Ifedile song, it exists. So right? So I was approached by African Roots, which are the original makers, Party Ifedile original.
Okay.
So they asked me to bring back the song. So they gave it to me.
And you brought it back.
And I brought it back.
And as far as the genre is concerned, because, you know, especially Man, and I'm listening to the beats, I'm like, there's some Bacardi going on here. How would you describe this particular genre?
Well, this one is not really a hardcore Bacardi, but piano Bacardi. Let me just say original piano. Piano reading before piano, yeah, no. Let
yes.
me put it that way. So this song, we actually did three of them. So we catered to the piano lovers.
Wow.
And then we catered for Bacardi lovers and Lubabaratang Afro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all we right. did three songs.
I think this is my favorite, especially because word on the street is that Beyond is making way for Bacardi.
Yeah.
And we see
definitely.
It pierce globally. Mm-hmm. Where do you specialize out of all of these genres that you mentioned? Where do you feel most comfortable?
Well, I feel most comfortable go working. I'm a piano, but the soulful one, because that's what I've been doing before I started go Bacardi. So
yeah.
I think I'm used to that one. But Bacardi, I'm excited because it's new, man. So I wanted to try something new.
I see.
Yeah.
Who is now we're getting into K Mollick?
Yeah.
Who is K Mollick in a nutshell?
Okay, so K Mollick, kikamuchelo, pila pila kamuchelo tare. Kibele hezwi Denelton Bumalanga, but then at the later stage nyana ka muvela Mamelodi, so I grew up ko Mamelodi.
All right.
So before the music journey nense ke tokopela ko krekeng batong.
Okay.
So it's single krekeng go skolong ko assembly.
Yeah.
Up until 2016 ke invitewa ko studio by Team Mosha. Being invited, so it was my first time being a studio, first time attempting who is a Bina, and that's when Sofa Slashlane happened. Yes. So after Sofa Slashlane, I never stopped.
Yeah,
so I've been doing it since 2016.
Yeah, and you know, I want us to because I mean, brand imaging is a thing, right? And we will never run away from it. And every brand chooses how to align themselves, how the image should be. And you know, sometimes, especially in the female aspect, imaging is sometimes criticized.
Yeah.
Yours looks very intentional. I must say, and you know, I just want to get the intention behind it. You know, the wrong things that people think you are showing.
Yeah.
Because I believe in brand alignment so much, so I would believe in a girl wearing tapes and getting on stage. I mean, Doja Cat is doing it already, and that is a brand alignment.
Yeah.
What are the intentions behind your brand imaging?
Okay, so let me just start then. So, when I started this whole social media thingy,
yes.
I wouldn't say Nikki, like I was thinking about those things.
Yeah.
I think it was just normal. Like I was just posting whatever, like getting. I was just trying to join random TikTok videos on go TikTok because you know there's trending sounds, right? So the first time kids and I go social media, it wasn't okay. Let me post this. Maybe it's not trend. No, like whatever you see on social media, it's me, guys. Like I love my space. I'm usually all by myself. That's why I'll dress however I want in my own space.
And then take a camera.
Yes, and then take my camera and shoot. And
yes.
You know, I've been doing that before I ever knew got TikTok because I would just take the video, ke opela or ke jaiva, kam khomong lo mong ka pereng ka teng, feeling comfortable. Now I'll just post on my WhatsApp because I use the social media. So now it's just, okay, it is what it is. And what's patukore, kile ka ra ke post a full video. Yeah, because usually I would just post like my face couple. Hey, the trend yana hanya. Until one time, I posted a full video gira dance challenge, and my TikTok just grew.
Yeah.
Like yano, I was like, oh, so this is what you guys want? Okay, I'll give it to you.
Give the people what they want. And also, I mean, what I like about such is, you know, also helping other young girls. You know, who might be a little bit thick to be proud of their bodies, you know, to embrace their bodies. And, you know, there's just a lot of positivities that we need to look into, things that the general public might see as, oh, you disgusting. Can't dress like that.
Yeah.
Also, who are you to tell another person how to dress?
Mm.
You know, let's appreciate people being comfortable in their own bodies, you know, as long as it is calculated, you know, and it does not harm anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, if it bothers you, get out, you know. And a lot of times it is the haters that are following such. But about the brand K-Molik, where are we planning to take it?
Yo, bruv. I want to see... Okay, so now I'm focusing more on Bacardi. So I give the disturbance, guys.
Okay.
It's a Bacardi, no?
All right.
So I can you go on a Bacardi, basically, illegal leveling, illegal piano was able to reach. All right. So if piano could do it, obviously Bacardi would. So give out the one of Bacardi Lona, guys. Who are leading nominees on TV? Bari, but again, category Bacardi songs, right? Give out the one of Bacardi Lona, even the global charts, guys. It's a good chart in sale. And besides, I think it will because Libella, no artists like both Tyler and Uncle Waffles are already hopping onto Bacardi.
Yeah.
So it's promising. Even though happy Libertuakon, they know what Bacardi is, but I don't truly think or by Yitzi Pila Pila because I saw Bulelegamko.
I mean, the way piano started, Bacardi can easily start exactly like that. I mean, we caught on the wave. I think South Africa, we demanded their attention, and finally, the world is listening. They're dancing to the challenges, and of course, with Bacardi coming into play. And K-Molik 2025 has literally just started. What is on the plans? What does your 2025 kind of look like as far as your vision board is concerned?
Okay, so this, let me see. Maybe somewhere around February. Party for the music video will be on TV.
All right. So you guys already shot
the
music video. Fantastic.
December.
All right.
And then we're releasing EP.
All right.
Bacardi, my first Bacardi EP.
Wow.
End of Feb, but we're still discussing which date, more February. Yeah, so far, those are the things they're like, shocked on. But obviously, we're hitting the studio, bruv, and I'd really like to collab with her because I really like, to be honest, because obviously there are popular people that I want to work with in the future, but no, for now I'd really like to Google something new, man. Especially when I'm a Bacardi, because Bacardi was a giddy gimmick and whatnot, but yes. I don't think that's actually where I'm at, because hence I'm saying give versatile and give regular too much go piano as well for. So give a tele Bacardi, I can make a sense. I show you really, yes, I see the gimmicky. So yeah, it's different. I'm not saying it's bad, but
yeah.
Why would I be more gendering about Bacardi and be like anybody else? So I want to be, I've always been different.
Yeah.
So I'd like to be there. And then labor to a long man, but I'm going to get a good day. Something new, because I'm for excitement.
You're right.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff indeed. You mentioned about the people that you would, I mean, we all have dreams. Some of the people that you dream to work with, maybe bring a piano artist into Bacardi. Who would some of those artists be?
Yo, okay, let me see. Okay, so ba ne ke batla ba reka le bona. Let's start with those first. They're already on Bacardi. I think ne ke batla baby, because I really love collaborating with women. Number
okay.
one.
Okay.
I'm a feminist again.
Okay.
So, yeah, maybe baby. Let me see. Falka.
I mean, of course, you can't leave President Astrata out of
like,
it. Biang, otherwise, Meriko kasta may pila.
So yeah, for now, keep baby li ola. Let's not go no.
Oh yes, of course. Ana
sinogi antalay sanga kira sinogi and then.
Baby Joe.
Ish, baby.
Foka.
Yeah.
I see.
Uh huh. And then more piano. Let me see. Yo, I love the Liwonga, guys.
Okay.
Like from 2020, kisa tomo miti. I've been obsessed. I love Amos.
Okay, those are like, the soulful sides.
Yes,
of...
the soulful. Yeah, but I think what I don't think I want the more soulful one, because I think I know them too much kamo piano, so I'd really like to hear them. Horboring modima Bacardi.
All right.
Bang, understand?
That is quite intriguing.
Yeah, I'd really like. I want to motive is open more Bacardi. As I said, okay, give us a tile. I give tape about Lopala. Maybe get the branding. No, I'm a piano artist and don't. But if anybody you go piano, hopefully bona, they're open to it. Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
As you make your way to the top, K Molik, I mean, obviously, when you are. I'm not going to say when you are at the bottom, because it's not going to sound right.
Yeah.
But when you are at a level before you get to the top, of course, you can notice things that don't make you happy and you would like to change about the industry.
Yeah.
What are some of those things, especially as an upcoming big superstar, that you'd like to see changing in the industry, especially for the females?
Yes. So I wish the industry we could have female producers, number one, guys.
Oh yes,
because I think we would see a lot of things are gonna change if we get female producers, right?
You reckon?
Because Ohopola, no, most producers give an affair. Actually, let me not say most. The producers give an affair. And then women are usually behind the mic, and most of them don't have studios. Like, they're not fortunate. Like Borin, I'm banaling like the studio. Or else I don't have to go to other people's studios. So we know what there are producers by lochoring. They want something from you before they give you a song. Understand? So I just wish you could see dilo nyana tsa so mandika ya manyana bana ba batho ba crea studio, because now it's difficult to say, oh yeah, I can do music usna studio usna dilo tsa so. So I feel like most girls but they crea in the position whereby they need to do the deed with the producers for them to get the pina tsa bona, or for them to get the opportunity ya hore ba 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 tsena go studio even. So I wish Kilo Zerika Chen Chang Zeo, man. And I was saying, growing up, Gojara, I think they really didn't understand the music, right?
Yes.
So I wish we could have more open minded parents know. Balokoring, how bono one hour, how especially Wanyana, Urata, this thing in music. Like, Chomi, like a speaker, Yana, sir. If you sit there, you still in someone house, I think things are going to be a lot easier that way.
While we're still, talking to the young girl out there and the parents out there, how would you encourage that one young girl who loves, because I know of a lot of girls as equal to the guys who are obsessed with Bacardi. They want to, make it into the Bacardi industry, but it just does not seem so easy because maybe it is a male dominated field. How would you encourage that young girl listening to this to go head on into Bacardi?
Yeah. Well, I believe Uguti, things are no longer getting really tough like back then. Now we've got social media, songs they are blower on TikTok. So I would say, bruv, if you don't have studios, you're not fortunate enough to be go to studio, take videos, post go social media, and consistency, guys. Like that's huge. Obe consistent and osa tsana ka pelo, guys. Music awanya ke ore o tsana ka pelo.
Right. Osa tsana ka o batho ba famous. Focus on the craft.
Do it because you love it. I think gore go rata selo is more important than anything, because now how tsenetse hore wena o nya ko popa ka usane, what if modimo o planetse hore wena blow up your house is going to be after 15 years?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do then? Wang understand? Because honestly speaking, a homo na di ira selo o se jahile, because at the end of the day it's not up to you.
Yeah.
Wang understand? So yeah, I think I would just advise them to buy ireka larato, and the blessings that bana di tla ba sala morao. Consistency, as I'm saying, hore is the key. And lenyatso, guys, ara fuleng lenyatso for the artists along the gotlas, ne? So kausani, because ke ka mo I can come to Pedi FM, ke nyatsa motho lo rong o go strateng o saya go di back door studios. Chemi, I wish re kausani ho popa mang. And I wish re motho o popa bang.
And what I like about, you know, how sometimes social media can give you instant gratification, instant success. So okasi itsore kausane, someone in that back room studio might record a hit,
bruh,
that would be liked on TikTok, and unfortunately the whole nation will catch on the fire.
Honestly.
And that back room produced song is the number one on the chart. So really araska lebella nang kotlase. K Molek, before I let you go, where can we expect to see you performing in the next coming days, and how can people go about booking you?
Okay, so the details, like I said, the bookings, they go the bios are all the platforms that I use. So go Facebook, it's K Molek, ne, and give page, guys, because I've noticed you could see there's a lot of fake pages. So there must be a way.
But you must know that you're doing something good when you have that. But I mean, it's nothing to celebrate.
So others, it's not really my name. Babang, they use other names, but with my pictures. So they differ. And then go Instagram as Kmolek _. But they can use Kamakhelo Thage.
All right.
Go Apiera.
She's verified. Very easy to find.
And go TikTok. It's came more like a local thing.
All right.
So yeah, the details to go to Bayong.
All right, fantastic. I must say, I mean, I'd enjoy talking to you the whole day. Such a sweetheart.
Thank you.
Very angelic. And I think, you know, with such mindset, it is what people need to stay grounded and focused, and you know, always see where the path is leading without creating noise. Sometimes we create distractions for ourselves, and it blurs where the direction is leading. Thank you so much, Kamogelo. It's been such a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
And there you have it. Kamogelo Thage, better known as K Molek. You can go about booking her by finding those details on her Instagram, K Molek _. It's 1729, the Capital Drive on Pili FM 95.0.